You're listening to SBS News.
Imagine not knowing if your wife and daughter would make it out of a war zone. Then imagine the relief you would feel when you see them reach safety. For many Ukrainians, the moment they cross into Poland is one of conflicting emotions. Not everyone could make this journey.
It's very hard because my father, my brother, my husband, I'm very... It's hard.
People and lives left behind.
We have new house, car, in and very good job, and we...
Now you must leave all that.
Leave over, and then we here, come here.
When do you think you'll be able to go home, go back to Ukraine?
I don't know. No, 1 month and come home.
Hopefully.
Go
Alessia brought her son and baby with her. For them, it was an unsettling experience.
So much stress, all those peoples, all those strangers. And now we are here and I'm happy that all that hell, I suppose, ended, but it's not the end for us.
She does not have to wait long before a bus arrives to take her west.
Stop!
She hopes to make it to Italy, where her brother lives.
Okay. Thank you.
While the number of people arriving each day continues to rise, there is no shortage of support for them. There's plenty of food and piles of warm clothing sent from across Europe. Things to make life a little easier in this difficult situation. The generosity shown by the people here has been extraordinary, but this region, this country, will not be able to cope with this crisis alone. Millions of people are expected to cross the border in the coming weeks. If Russian attacks end, many will head back, but the EU is preparing for this to be a long-term crisis. A formal resettlement program is already being discussed to ease the burden on Eastern European countries. Volunteers have already created their own scheme of sorts. These signs show destinations across the continent where refugees will be driven at no cost. Anton is Ukrainian but has been working in Germany for 3 years. He will take 4 passengers to Berlin before returning to do it again.
I'm not a military guy. I cannot support with the gun. So that's at least a small thing I can do for my country.
War is the result of the worst of humanity, but it can bring out the best in people. In eastern Poland, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.